We're coming up on 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box. Stay tuned.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Support comes from the CU Museum of Natural History in Boulder, currently offering a new virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits and do-it-yourself activities, available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in the Opera Box here at KGNU. It's the best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadell. I'll be your host for the next hour with a playlist highlighting the unique style of tenor called Heldentenor, heroic tenor, usually heard in German opera, like René Collo in Wagner's Tannhäuser. And we're going to compare 9 other famous Heldentenors in music by Wagner, Strauss, and Schoenberg. What's special about it? Well, you'll find out when you join me now in the Opera Box. Tannhäuser, the minstrel knight, singing about love and passion, with René Collo as the Tannhäuser and Georg Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. We're coming up on 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell at KGNU, and I've got a program highlighting the attributes of the Heldentenor. Now, although René Collo, who we just heard, was very popular in the 70s and 80s in Heldentenor roles, strictly speaking, he was not a true Heldentenor. You'll typically hear Heldentenor described as a high baritone or a low tenor. It's a dramatic, heavy tenor with a heft that imparts the feeling of strength and resolve. The greatest Heldentenors have a wide range, singing richly resonant low and high notes, although their parts rarely call for high notes, such as a high C. Nonetheless, the roles are demanding, requiring great stamina, as you're going to hear tonight. It's difficult to describe Heldentenor precisely, but you know it when you hear it. The most famous of the early recording era was Danish Heldentenor Lauritz Melchior. He lived from 1890 to 1973, and he was most active in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Although he performed often in the 50s and 60s, on TV and in films, too. Listen to his 1946 recording of Siegmund's aria Winterstürme from The Valkyrie. This is Siegmund's love aria to Sieglinde as moonlight floods in on a spring night.
Leuchtet der Lend auf den Lüften leicht. Marmelblut, emblühe wonnige Blumen, Keim und Sprossen spricht sein Abstand. Mit sanfter Waffen zier bezwingt die Welt, in unseren Sturm nicht in der Staaten mehr. Wohlen den Tapfern speichen die strengen Tür auf Weisen, die grottig und starr und Fremde von ihr.
That was Wintersturme, Siegmund's love aria from the Act One of Wagner's The Valkyrie, with Loritz Melchior, one of the great Helden tenors. I'm Ron Nadell. You're listening to the Opera Box at KGNU, and I've got a playlist highlighting the Helden tenor voice in opera. Well, even with that old sound quality, you can hear the difference between Melchior and Kolo. Melchior had a dark timbre. Kolo was brighter. We'll have more on Kolo a little later. As I said, Helden tenor roles are often horrifically difficult and demanding, and a perfect example is the forging scene from Wagner's Siegfried. Siegfried, taking broken pieces of his father's sword, melts and hammers it like new. You're going to hear Loritz Melchior first, followed by Wolfgang Windgassen in a 1965 recording. Windgassen was one of the top Helden tenors of the decades right after the war.
Die Scharfe Tat,
Now, this forging scene goes on for about 15 minutes, with the singer having to go through all the motions of making a sword, including hammering it on an anvil and then cutting the anvil in half. Once again, Wolfgang Wingassen as Siegfried with Georg Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Now, that's just in Act 1. In Act 2, he has to fight a dragon, and Act 3 has a long love duet. The opera Siegfried is 4 hours of music. Talk about stamina. So why is this music and these roles, why are they so demanding? Well, certain dramatic composers used voices just like any other symphonic instrument, not for beauty, but for dramatic purposes. Beethoven, Wagner, Strauss, Korngold, and others are infamous for their abuse of the voice. Not surprisingly, despite Melchior's long career, most held and tenor's careers last only 1 to 2 decades. Listen to Rainer Goldberg as the god Apollo from Richard Strauss' Daphne. Born in 1939, Goldberg's first role was in the late 70s, and he was in demand for about 10 years.
Oh!
The god Apollo rewards the shepherd girl Daphne with her wish to become part of nature, turning her into a tree. That was Rainer Goldberg somehow managing that high tessitura and competing with a huge, loud orchestra from Richard Strauss's opera Daphne, with Bernard Haitink conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. A contemporary of Goldberg's is Siegfried Jerusalem. His first major role was also in the late 70s, and he lasted in his prime until the 90s. And here he is in Schoenberg's Gurlieder as King Valdemar, deeply in love with Tove. King Valdemar, lost in contemplation of his lover Tove, from Schoenberg's early 20th century Gurlieder. Yes, Arnold Schoenberg, showing the influence of Strauss, Mahler, and Wagner. Now, the most popular Heldentenor today is Jonas Kaufmann, who was born in 1969. His voice has a very wide range, with all the lower resonance and a high C. He's even crossed over and recorded several Puccini arias, for example. You instantly know he's a Wagnerian tenor when you hear him sing Siegmund's Winterstürme.
Befreite der Bruder, zertrümmert liegt, was je sie getrennt. Jauchzend grüß ich das junge Paar, vereint sind Liebe und Leben.
That's Jonas Kaufmann in Siegmund's aria from Act One of Wagner's The Valkyrie, with Claudio Abbado conducting the Mahler Chamber Symphony. Boy, you can really hear that baritone resonance in his tenor voice. Now, one of the more prominent Heldentenors of the 50s and 60s was Jess Thomas, an American Heldentenor from South Dakota, no less. His first major role was in 1957, and his 1964 recording as Lohengrin is his most famous, and it's a classic Heldentenor reading. Here he is in Lohengrin's Act III aria, Infernum Land, in a far-off land. Lohengrin reveals his secret identity to the insecure Elsa. He is a knight of the Holy Grail.
unser Wort genannt. Ein lichter Tempel steht dort inmitten, so kostbar als auf Erden nichts bekannt. Drin ein Gefäß von wundertätigem Segen, wir dort das höchstes Heiligtum bewacht. Es ward das Sein der
Lohengrin's narrative Infernum Lant from Act 3, featuring the great, powerful Jess Thomas, with Rudolf Kempe conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. It's about 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with me, Ron Nadel, here at KGNU, and I've got a playlist highlighting the Heldon tenor voice in opera.
Support comes from Colorado Tech Point, a technology store specializing in sales and repair service of verified pre-owned laptops, computers, and mobile devices. Located at 436 Main Street in downtown Longmont. More information at co-techpoint.com or by calling 303-848-3738.
Well, I mentioned that Jonas Kaufman sometimes sings Puccini opera. If you're wondering if any Italian-style tenors crossed over to attempt Heldon tenor, many have, with varied success. Most recently, the tenor Placido Domingo. As he's aged, his voice deepened, and he recorded several Heldon tenor roles. We're going to compare him to Jess Thomas as Lohengrin. After Lohengrin reveals his identity, he tells Elsa she's forced him to have to leave. Listen to Jess Thomas, followed by Placido Domingo in the same music. Well, could you hear that Domingo's voice is not quite as dark as Jess Thomas? Still beautiful, though. Well, to be a Heldon tenor, you have to be strong. You have to be a hero. Because the opera critics can be brutal. With such unforgiving music, some Heldon tenors are accused of a kind of barking. Heldon tenor barking. You can get an idea from Jess Thomas and Siegfried Jerusalem from their separate recordings of Schoenberg's Girlieder.
Schwebt es, packet ab und packet alle. Oh, sein Ohr ist hoch,
was Jess Thomas and Siegfried Jerusalem from the Gurlieder. Now, although the Helden tenor may not be suave as Italian tenors, some do have a nice high C, but most do not. And luckily, few Helden tenor parts call for that. Yet, one such moment occurs in Wagner's Twilight of the Gods. Siegfried, on the day of a hunt, calls out to the other hunters, and he responds to them with a high C. You're going to hear Loritz Melchior, then Wolfgang Wingassen, Jess Thomas, and then Stephen Gould. As I said, the critics can be brutal. Well, a very demanding role is the Emperor from Strauss's The Woman Without a Shadow. And we're going to compare James King with Ben Heppner, both in live recordings. James King was from Kansas and was most popular in the 60s through the 80s. Ben Heppner got his first major role in the mid-90s and still sings today. You're going to hear them back-to-back, going from one to the other in about an 8-minute aria. About every 2 minutes, it's going to switch from one to the other. Listen closely. We'll start with James King. His voice is darker. Heppner's is smoother. In this aria, the Emperor confides to his hunting falcon, the clarinet, that the Empress has been acting strangely, and he hasn't been able to see her for days.
Thank you.
the Emperor in Richard Strauss' Woman Without a Shadow, wondering where the Empress is and why she's been acting so strangely, confiding in his hunting falcon. We heard James King to start off that blended clip with Carl Boehm conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. And then we also heard Ben Heppner with Giuseppe Sinopoli conducting the Dresden State Opera Orchestra. Well, I'm going to conclude my Helden Tenor survey with Wagner's lovely prize song from Die Meistersinger. And we're going to directly compare René Kollo to Jonas Kaufmann. Two very different voices. As I said earlier, Kollo was very popular in the 70s and 80s, but his voice was never a true Helden Tenor. Yet his bright tone and his blue-eyed good looks made him very popular in Wagner. The prize song in Act 3 of the Meistersinger is where the young Walter von Stolzing tries to win a singing contest so that he may marry Eva. Although he's not a trained singer or song composer, he sings his own composed song and charms the listeners. As you listen, it begins with Jonas Kaufmann, and then after about 2.5 minutes, changes to René Kollo. This is the prize song.
Oh,
Walter von Stolzing's lovely prize song from Act 3 of Wagner's Die Meistersinger. Two very different voices. Kolo doesn't have that baritone heft that Jonas Kaufmann has, yet still it's a beautiful sound. Jonas Kaufmann was with Marco Emiliato conducting the Prague Symphony, and René Kolo was with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Dresden State Opera Orchestra. Well, that's all the time we've got to explore the world of the Heldentenor in opera. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. I hope you enjoyed this little excursion into operatic voice. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
Did you hear the news? We have a new mobile app. You can access KGNU on your mobile device or tablet anywhere. Download the KGNU Community Radio app for free on iOS and Android and start streaming today.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the CU Museum of Natural History in Boulder, currently offering a new virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits and do-it-yourself activities, available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum. Support comes from the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, presenting From This Day Forward, running today through May 31st. This exhibition invites viewers to consider 8 local artists' responses to our current reality. More information at bmoca.org. That's spelled BMOCA.ORG.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to hear music by Reinhold Glier, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Enrique Oswald, Elizabeth McConchy, Amy Beach, and, to start it off, music by George Enescu. The Romanian composer was born in 1881, back when Romania was still a kingdom. He lived about midway through the 20th century. Let's listen now to a work of his from 1903, his Suite No. 2 in D major, Opus 10. It's in 4 movements, Toccata, Sarabande, Pavane, and Bourée. Karim Said is the pianist.